Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Can cats be polygamous? I wondered because we had a polygamous situation churning in my childhood home, and it wasn't even in Utah. Although my mother would eventually go on to head the local chapter of Mothers Against Cats in the House, there was a time when she found herself bunking with three felines. Not her choice, mind you. This three-cat night devolved into a truly kittywampus love triangle, especially since this was the name of one of the cats in question. The name Triangle was devised by me during an exceptionally quirky phase of my life when I thought I looked good in a leather jacket and a dog collar. The other cats involved were Brother Esau, a Tomcat's Tomcat, and Brownie, aka Brown Brown, a feline clearly not named by me. As one might expect, these three did more than just a little pussyfooting around. I have no idea why the two females weren't spayed, a condition relentlessly lamented upon by my mother after discovering Brother Esau had left buns baking in the ovens of both Triangle and Brown Brown. The two mama kitties delivered on the same day, around the time I was returning home from college to join the cats in driving my mom bonkers. Brother Esau, sensing the fun part of this arrangement was over, was making himself scarce. Triangle and Brown Brown took communal living to a whole new level by allowing whatever kitty happened to be in the neighborhood the opportunity to belly up to the milk bar. It didn't matter if it was their kitten or not. Looking back on this situation got me wondering if polygamy was a normal thing with cats. It only took a second to realize the answer is, yeah. Have you ever heard a female cat in heat? She'll canoodle every Tom in a 50-mile radius if she can. Ditto for the Toms. The only sure way to quell this kind of sexual appetite is to get married. Fortunately for cats, they prefer not to. Don't be a jerk. Listen to the quirk. Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted, that is. This zany audiobook by Adele Park is The Cat's Meow. Find out what happens when a ghost gets trapped at the DMV and requires the assistance of a snarky cat named Skitters to help her cross over.
I'm so happy I could heave hairballs.
Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted. Get ghosted today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.